From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Relations between the United States and Pakistan have hit a serious setback. Yesterday, forces from the two sides, who were supposed to be allies, traded fire along the Afghan border. And that's just one of the problems complicating their joint war against Islamic militants. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, Pakistan is becoming increasingly unstable.
Islamabad stands apart from every other city in Pakistan. It's clean and new, with wide streets and leafy avenues. Yet this orderly place is now consumed by an unsettling sense of foreboding. The mood's been crystallized by a single event. After the Marriott Hotel was destroyed Saturday, the Pakistani media labeled the attack as Pakistan's own 9/11. The wrecked hotel became ground zero. The bomb killed 53 people, including several Americans. There have been suicide bombings more deadly than this in Pakistan, but the Marriott truck bomber targeted the country's seat of power, close to Parliament and the presidential palace.
This is as big as it comes, and the amount of planning that must have gone into it now convinces us that there are groups within Al-Qaeda and the Taliban who are actually based in Punjab, the dominant province.
That's writer and journalist Najam Sethi. Sethi's one of many prominent Pakistani political commentators who now believe the very survival of their country is threatened.
The state's writ is eroding. It has eroded physically in large parts of the country, but in other parts of the country where theoretically the state is still there, in the urban and settled areas, more and more people are taking the law into their own hands, and the state is unable to stop them from doing that.
The feeling of foreboding is not only caused by headline-grabbing attacks. The economy is falling apart, and there's a pulse of daily low-level violent incidents, kidnappings, assassinations, attacks on the infrastructure. In large parts of Pakistan's northwest, the government has no control. Tanveer Ahmed Khan is a former Pakistan foreign secretary.
We're talking of considerable stretches of land which are denied to the state authority.
In some of those areas, there's a war going on. Pakistan's armed forces are trying to bombard the Taliban out of Bajur, part of the tribal belt bordering Afghanistan, and also Swat, once Pakistan's most beautiful tourist area. Hundreds have died. Hundreds of thousands have fled. Pakistan's new president, Asif Ali Zardari, supports the US and strongly condemns Islamist militancy. Speaking to the UN General Assembly, he noted his wife, Benazir Bhutto, was assassinated by fanatical extremists.
I am a husband who has seen the mother of his children give her life fighting the menace of terrorism that haunts the entire civilized world.
Yet he leads a country where anti-American sentiments are widespread. They've been stoked by a recent flurry of US attacks across the Afghan border into Pakistan. The Pakistani military receives hundreds of millions a month in American funds. Yet yesterday, Pakistani and US forces briefly traded fire along the Afghan border. This only highlights Zardari's dilemma. Some Pakistanis accept the battle against violent, radical Islamists is Pakistan's war and that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are the real problem, not Pakistan's alliance with America. They include political analyst and writer Pervez Hoodboy.
I think that the United States shouldn't be in Iraq, it shouldn't be in Afghanistan, but even if the Americans go away from Afghanistan, the Taliban will remain because they have an agenda, and that agenda is to make Pakistan a religious state in their own image.
Many other Pakistanis believe the militant violence shaking the foundations of their country is caused by their government's support for the US. And if the partnership with Washington ends, so will the bloodshed. The militants are exploiting this. An obscure group called the Fedayeen al-Islam has said it carried out the Marriott bombing. It's issued a warning. There'll be more bombings, it said, if Pakistan carries on cooperating with the United States. Philip Reeves, NPR News.